The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How you doing out there? This is a call or text in show, 437-1620, 850-437-1620. My first guest this morning from Southern Climate Solutions, I have Lisa Murphy, the owner of Southern Climate Solutions, in the studio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning. Ready to get things kicked off here. I'll tell you what else is getting kicked off, and that is our high humidity and high temperatures for the summer. It's already kind of getting sticky and muggy out there. This morning, though, oh, man, out on the patio, it was perfect. It was almost like no humidity, nice little breeze. It was beautiful. But, you know, like I have that problem we talk about a lot. I have those sweating windows, and I've got, you know, buildup of humidity inside my home, and that makes it uncomfortable sometimes. So there is a solution for this. This is something that we deal with a lot here in this community, and that's what we're going to be talking about. It's just part of living in paradise. You got to deal with the moisture. So tell us about that, Lisa Murphy. For somebody who's just joining us, they haven't heard of Southern Climate Solutions before. Tell them who you are, what you do, and why it's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. You sort of hit the nail on the head there. So this is, we live in a subtropical region.
Yes.
We have high humidity 12 months out of the year. I think our average annual humidity is about 78%. So even in the winter months, we're experiencing high humidity. This particular time of the year, you know, like you said, you get out there and boy, do you feel it, right? And that's because the temperature's high and you get those combinations. The humidity, you know, great climate, great thing, but the humidity causes havoc, right? So it causes moisture, you know, in your home. You mentioned, you know, condensation. A lot of people deal with condensation in their home, dripping vents. In the wintertime, you may have condensation on your, you know, on your windows. And that moisture, you know, is not good for your home. It's not good for your home. It's not good for your health because moisture promotes mold.
Right.
It also promotes a lot of discomfort. So you may be cold and clammy, you know, in your home because you're trying to get that AC to overcome, you know, the moisture in your home.
Right.
What we do is we provide permanent moisture control solutions using commercial dehumidification equipment for both residential and commercial buildings to control that moisture, to keep your indoor relative humidity at safe levels so that you prevent the moisture buildup, the growth of mold, you promote superior indoor air quality, you keep your building or your home safe and comfortable, mold-free.
Right. And when that moisture level is controlled, you don't have to run the AC as hard because you feel more comfortable running your thermostat, say, at 76 as opposed to 71 or 72.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So, you know, it's all about comfort, right? You want to be safe and you don't want to grow mold, but it's also about your comfort. It's one of the first things people noticed after having a solution installed is how much more comfortable it is. So, you know, you're kicking that AC down to, you know, 69, 70 because you're uncomfortable. You're trying to figure out what that is. That's the moisture in your air that you're dealing with.
Right.
So, you know, with dehumidification, a cooler space or a drier space is naturally cooler. So you'll often see where you're raising that thermostat 75, you know, 74, 75, 76. So, and then you're very comfortable because you've eliminated that moisture, you know, in your home and you don't have to run it as hard. So, you know, you have the benefit there of having not only a healthy space, but you're, you know, promoting an energy savings. And, you know, today everybody's looking to save, you know, that buck anywhere they can.
Especially, and you mentioned commercially, you know, your customers are coming in, you want them to feel comfortable. You don't want them to be breathing in any mold spores or anything like that, because a lot of people are very sensitive to that. When they walk into a room and there's, if there's any of that activity going on, they can sense it. They can smell it, you know. So you definitely don't want your customers walking away with that impression. And you got to keep it safe for them. And like you said, too, saving money. At what business, especially small businesses here in this area, who couldn't save a little money, you know, money right now and benefit from it? So 437-1620, you can call or text in the show. I've got Lisa Murphy here in the studio. She's the owner of Southern Climate Solutions. You can find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com. We're going to be talking about indoor air humidity. That is a big problem. What do you say to people who say, well, I've got a big new fancy AC unit. I don't need anything extra. It'll take care of it.
Yeah. You know, in different climates, probably would work, right? In our climate being so subtropical, and again, you're dealing with moisture and high humidity 12 months out of the year. So it may be cool in February, but it's still over that threshold, that mold threshold of 60%. So mold will grow at 60% indoor relative humidity. So if you think about it, you know, you have, you know, your AC will always take care of some of it, right? Mm-hmm. Your AC is naturally going to help it. But in our climate, it just can't overcome it.
Right.
Right. You really need that separate solution, that dehumidification solution to deal with it. We have a methodology, so we have different applications, right? If we deal with crawl space homes, we deal with homes on slab, we deal with townhomes and condos and large commercial buildings. One of the things that sort of differentiates us from, you know, when AC companies come in and and put a dehu in, they attach it, right? It's part of your HVAC,
right?
So it becomes part of your HVAC and use your HVAC ducts for that. So it's working when your AC is engaged.
Right.
Our strategy and what we do is ours are independent of your HVAC. They're independent commercial dehumidifiers. We run our own ductwork and our own supply and return vents. And you control that unit completely separately. Mm. So you set it at your healthy, you know, your healthy level, you set it right there at about 50%, and it runs when it needs to run.
Right.
It's not dependent on running when the AC is running. And we found that over the years, and we've been in this business for well over 20 years, we've, you know, approached it both ways, and we find much better results when you have a system independent of your HVAC with its own ductwork, working the way that it should. So, you know, dehumidifiers take care of moisture. The AC primarily keeps you cool, right? It's a temperature thing versus a humidity thing. So that's how we address it. That's how we're a little bit different. And, you know, the results that we found are, you know, far superior in dealing with moisture in your space.
Well, like you said, it needs to be its own unit because, you know, in my mind, I think, well, the humidity never turns off, but my AC unit has to turn. It can't run 24/7 all the time.
Right.
So, you need a separate system that you can keep that comfortable level. And you said 60% is the danger zone, right? Once you get above 60.
Right. 60% is that threshold. And, you know, I mean, down here, you know, we never, you know, people are like, well, you know, I want to be able to open my doors and windows. Well, absolutely. You know, we live in, you know, a beautiful place. You want to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we would never say, well, don't open your doors and windows. But with Dehu, it's about recovery. Right. It's about recovering from that. And that's where commercial dehumidification, you know, and a dehumidification solution really comes into play. So, you know, you can, and it's interesting because if you have a system, you know, we'll tell folks, you know, go ahead and, you know, set that monitor there and open your door and they'll see that thing shoot up like immediately. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you close the doors, you know, you're enjoy it for a couple hours, close the doors, and then it starts its recovery. And that's really what it's about, is being able to recover from the high humidity in your space. You don't want it there all the time because mold can grow very quickly. You know, within 24 hours, you're getting into a danger zone. In 72 hours, you can be growing mold. So it's, you know, it's something to really pay attention to. And we see so much of it down here with mold, you know, affecting people's, you know, health. People can be very, very sensitive to it.
Right.
And not only that, it, you know, it causes havoc on the home itself. I mean, you know, mold, there are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of your wood. Oh, right. Wow. So you're talking, you know, crawl space homes, and you know, you don't have a crawl space that's addressed. It's not encapsulated. You don't have dehue. Well, that's where your problems are starting. Mm. And it can actually move towards, you know, not only being very unhealthy in your home, but having a very unhealthy structure.
Right.
So this solution addresses, you know, that also to keep your structure safe and dry. Mm.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Lisa Murphy in the studio, the owner of Southern Climate Solutions. You can find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com. Call or text in the show if you have any questions for Lisa, 437-1620. You mentioned that word there. I heard it, encapsulation. Let's talk about that. Well, what does encapsulation mean?
Encapsulation is it's one of our applications for homes that are built on a crawl space. So typical home on a crawl space, there's national building codes, right? They say, you know, put your vents in, you let your home breathe. Right. That's great in certain climates. In this climate, right, where it just, you don't get that ventilation, right? So you get that humidity. Humidity by nature seeks cool space. It's going, if you ever crawled in your crawl, most people mm-hmm. don't.
Right.
It's much cooler in your crawl. So that humidity is going to, you know, it's going to be attracted to the crawl. It's going to collect there, right? You're going to have that moisture build up, and you're going to start having that unhealthy crawl. 80% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space. That's why you start to have an unhealthy home.
Gotcha.
Because that air seeps into your home. Encapsulation is the process of sealing off that crawl, with a ground barrier and a curtain barrier, and putting a dehue in your crawl. Now, this is a whole home solution, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to, when that dehue engages, it's not only going to condition the crawl and keep that humidity at safe levels and protect that structure, it's also going to pull the unhealthy air from your home through your floors into the dehue, and then you have a healthy indoor space.
Ah. Okay.
Virus in general, whether it's the flu or COVID, becomes non-viable, very much less transmissible at safe levels of indoor relative humidity. Mm. And the ideal, what they're talking about with virus, is about 50%. Mm. So you're talking superior indoor air quality, preventing mold, and general comfort, all within that same range. We like to say between 40 and 50% is yeah. where your healthiest indoor air quality is. That's our target. That's where we like to keep people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives you, honestly, the benefit all around of having those safe levels of indoor relative humidity to promote that overall superior indoor air quality for your health.
Mm. We're sitting at 46% right now. I'm looking at our studio hygrometer right here. 72 degrees right on the dot, 46% humidity. So, I mean, it feels great in here.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly where you want to be. And,
right.
you know, I'm glad you have that. I always tell people mm-hmm. one of the best things you can do, we live in a climate where you should absolutely monitor what's going on in your home. Everybody keeps an eye on their temperature.
Right.
You know, you go out and get your little monitor to you know, check your indoor relative humidity all the mm-hmm. time. Keep your eye on it.
Right.
If you're creeping up at, you know, 60% and you stay over 60% for, you know, long periods of time, you have a moisture problem, you
right.
know, and it really needs to be addressed, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, your home, your building, whatever, it's an investment,
mm-hmm.
right? You want your family, you know, you want to protect your family, but you want to protect that investment and, you know, make sure that you aren't going to end up, you know, in a situation where, you know, you have a severe mold problem mm-hmm. and you're having to have people come in and remediate. And you got to remember, I mean, remediation, right? It, many times it's very necessary when you have a big problem, and sometimes you can't see it because there are molds that are clear or it's behind your drywall.
Right.
But remediation doesn't address it removes it, but it doesn't address the underlying cause. The
right.
underlying cause of mold is moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Needs moisture to survive.
And sometimes you can see it. And talking about investments, mm-hmm. you know, people love to invest in their wood floors down here. But sometimes they'll cup just from just the amount of moisture in the air. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes doing the dehumidification solution that you offer with Southern Climate Solutions will actually help those floors lay back down a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of success with laying hardwood floors, you know, back down. There's always that risk, right? But one of the signs of high indoor moisture contents is if you start to see your floors waving and cupping it, and people get heartbroken over it, you know, but we always, you know, don't replace your floors. Sometimes people just go and replace the floors. And again, you have a moisture problem, you have a moisture problem. You're going to see, you know, the problem down the road. But what we do is we then address it very slowly, right? Because we want to pull that moisture as slow as we can so that we don't disrupt the floors anymore and, you know, cause a different effect. You know, and the slower you pull it out, the more success you have at laying those floors back down. And, you know, over the years, we've seen, again, a lot of success, you know, with that. And especially in the homes, you know, a lot of homes with original hardwood floors that, you know, people don't want to have to take that out.
No.
You know, so, you know, preservation and protection, it's all part of it too. So if you're dealing with that issue of, you know, of the cupping floors, look at the moisture content in your home. And again, a good commercial dehumidification, a moisture solution can, you know, help remedy those floors.
Yeah, they don't talk about that on HGTV when they're getting ready to move down here. They're like, hey, you know, you might want to check your moisture level inside your home because your floors could be at risk. Your health could be at risk. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 850-437-1620. You've got satisfied customers all around our community. How many years have you been doing business on the Gulf Coast?
Over 20 years now.
Wow.
I believe we were the first ones to come in and address an encapsulation. And it was, you know, sort of just came from personal experience with my husband and owning some properties and, you know, noticing moisture issues and, you know, mold issues and, you know, gee, what can I do about this? And, you know, sort of evolved and did some research and got hooked up with some universities that were doing studies and then just had this understanding of, you know, the science of the crawl space, you know, and why, you know, in a very subtropical southern climate that a typical crawl space isn't, you know, doesn't actually promote, you know, good health.
Right.
And the idea of encapsulating that crawl and conditioning that crawl to keep the home healthy is really the way, you know, the best way to do it, you know, down here to protect everything and promote that indoor, that healthy indoor air quality.
I'm surprised it's not a building code. Right now.
It's, you know, well, it's hard because the building codes are national, right?
Yeah.
So while it's not a building code, it is definitely a practice and an accepted practice. And even, you know, talked about, you know, if you go to the EPA, they'll talk about cases where encapsulation is an acceptable practice and talking about southern, you know, climates in the south, you know, and subtropical climates.
Yeah, you have the best name for that, Southern Climate Solutions.
Absolutely, I mean, there, that's
right,
what we
there,
do.
There it is.
It's in our name. Solutions is in our name.
The first one in town and the best. 20 years serving this community. Give them a call today, 850-319-7489. I've got Lisa Murphy, the owner of Southern Climate Solutions, in the studio. She is a moisture control expert because if you're not feeling good in your home, if you're a little uncomfortable, feel a little clammy when you're trying to sleep, that will affect your world right there, just not getting a good night's sleep. And then you're just not feeling good in your home. Maybe you're not feeling good in the respiratory area. Maybe you're not breathing well. If your indoor humidity is above 50, 60%, somewhere around in that range, you might be growing mold. This could be dangerous. And that's why we're here talking today. 437-1620 if you want to call or text. If you got any questions or comments for Lisa. So let's talk about cost. You know, people oftentimes will not make moves for their health due to certain costs. So how much are we looking at here?
Yeah, it's so, you know, it's just like anything else. Each application, I don't want to say it's custom, but it is, right? We have to, every home is a little bit different. You know, we have homes on a crawl space, we have homes on a slab, but we have ranch homes. We have ranch homes that have 12-foot ceilings. We have homes that have 20-foot ceilings. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to look at the home. And when we do, and that's free. You know, we'll always come over and do a free evaluation, but we need to get, if it's a crawl space, we need to get in the crawl. We need to do some moisture readings. We need to see what's going on to be able to assess what the need is. Right. We need to look at the volume of space. So, you know, people may say, well, you know, it's a ranch and it's, you know, it's 1,800 square feet.
Right.
But an 1,800 square foot ranch isn't an 1,800 square foot ranch, you know, because then we'll walk in and, oh, well, this ranch has, you know, 17-foot ceilings.
Right.
So when you're not talking square foot, when you're talking about volume of space, mm-hmm. and you're talking about how a home is laid out,
right.
you know, that's what becomes important. So it's not like, oh, it costs this. It's a square footage cost. It's just not.
Right.
And, you know, we're very strategic about that because we want to make sure that if you're looking at a solution, that you get the best solution, that we can put together a game plan and a strategy to give you the most cost-effective solution that, you know, that is going to address that issue.
Right.
All different types of units. We have 70-pint units. We have 120-pint units. Mm-hmm. We have in-wall units that are 33. They're a profile unit, right? They go inside the studs of your wall. We do a lot of those in garages. We just did one over on the beach recently where there's a lot of investments sitting in the garage. You know, you have a very expensive car, you have a motorcycle, you have some expensive tools, and we'll put an in-wall unit to keep the moisture down so that you aren't dealing with not only mold, right, on fabrics of cars, but you're not dealing with rust and corrosion. Because moisture is promoting that. So, you know, there's so many different factors involved in putting together a scope of work, in quote. It's just not a one size fits all, which means there's not a one price fits all. I wish we could. It would make it easier for us.
Exactly.
But you have no risk at all. And we're obviously not high pressure. We're there to provide a solution.
Right.
We're going to tell you if there's something wrong. We're going to tell you if there's not something wrong. And we'll put together a scope and work and quote, and then, you know, and we go from there.
And I urge everyone to think about the savings. Just running your thermostat, being able to run it much higher is going to save you in the long run every single month, especially during the hot summer months. And that savings will offset any that you have to shell out for dehumidification, because this is your health we're talking about. It's not just... you know, it's not just doing something for the environment, and it's not just doing something to help your aesthetics. I mean, this is for your actual health. This is what you're breathing in every day. And so I'm so glad that you do the work that you do. I hope this catches on nationwide and everybody has a Southern Climate Solutions type service in their community. But we have it right here in our area. Southern Climate Solutions, you can find them online, southernclimatesolutions.com. 850-319-7489, 319-7489. Lisa Murphy, the owner of Southern Climate Solutions, been in business for over 20 years, ready to talk to you. Free evaluations, let them know today. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, we're going to be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. Don't go anywhere.